renunciation has been so much misunderstood in our country over years that whenever we speak of renunciation, it is like throwing the baby with the bath. Instead of renouncing the right thing, we renounce wrongly. And even that which is not to be renounced is renounced. And that is why there is a big problem. In fact, one of the main problems of the Bhagavad Gita is centered upon this concept of renunciation. And it starts right from the beginning. When Arjuna raises the question in the very first chapter, he starts by saying, I want to renounce. It is better that I go on begging rather than killing my grandfather and my teacher. He also says, I do not desire any kingdom, I do not desire any happiness. Nakankshe rajyam, nakankshe sukham. It's a bold statement of renunciation. I renounce kingdom, I renounce sukham. So much of the discussion, the whole Bhagavad Gita, is on the subject of renunciation. And two words prominently come are sannyasa and tyaga. And distinctions are made between sannyasa and tyaga. And ultimately it is said that both the words basically should mean the same, but they have come to mean different things. Actually, there should be no difference between the two words. But lot of discussion has taken place in India. And a sannyasin is one who renounces everything. Tyaga is supposed to be it's like a swan which distinguishes between milk and water when both are mixed together. And therefore renounces the water but drinks the milk. Now that is why Shri Krishna ultimately says that you should have tyaga, but not sannyasa in the sense in which it is come to be used. But the real sannyasa is tyaga. Sannyasa actually means set aside. That is the literal meaning. Set aside. Sannyasa. Set aside all. That is sannyasa. Tyaga also means giving up. So, in the Gita, Sri Krishna says you have to do renunciation, but the right type of renunciation. This karma yoga demands renunciation, but right type of renunciation. Now, if you study therefore the first four chapters of the Gita from this point of view, all the four chapters will become crystal clear. There is an emphasis upon purification, emphasis upon concentration, and the emphasis upon renunciation. By the triple powers of these three, you will ascend the path of karma yoga. But these are three first steps of the method: purification, renunciation, and concentration. As a result of these three processes, in the middle steps of the karma yoga are involved two very important elements. One is the knowledge by which the whole karma is understood, the whole movement of karma. What is karma? As Shri Krishna will say in the Bhagavad Gita, what is karma, what is non-karma, akarma, and what is vikarma, what is wrong action, even the wisest find it difficult to answer. Therefore, in the second portion of the Bhagavad Gita, in the karma yoga, you will find a lot of light on this subject. What is karma? What is the origin of karma? What is the middle of karma? What is the end of karma? This is one part. Second part of this is the state of equality, and annihilation of the ego. These are the two aspects on which a great emphasis falls in these first four chapters, actually three chapters. Second, third and fourth chapters, they deal with these problems. What is equality? Just as with regard to renunciation, there is a lot of confusion. Similarly, in regard to equality, there is a lot of confusion. What is equality? And if you read the Bhagavad Gita quite closely, you will find that there are great subtleties. Although all the time we say man of man, you take them as equal. Success, failure, you take them as equal. What does it really mean? And what are the states through which you pass?